Shemitah Shir, Tuesday night, or Le Chof Zion Sivan, Tov Shanayan Dalit, Shana Shishis, and we're starting the Rambam Perakei, Hilcha Shemitah V'Yoyla. Perakei, Hilcha Shemitah V'Yoyla. I mean, the Shabbos Haaretz is on Rambam, right? You don't have it there. Perakei is Chelek Beis. I left it over. I didn't realize. I didn't cop. Yeah, you want to... This is a preview of the ad. It's going to be all over. Blanket Ramat Beit Shemesh. It's going to be beautiful. Here you don't get the color. This is all green. Very, very nice. Okay. So we're going to learn Perakei. Keep it. What? I'm going to ask him to. He's not, is he back yet?
Yeah, he wasn't on travel.
I'll tell him he doesn't have to sign up. I don't expect him to sign up, but I do want him to come.
I'd rather he sign up or not.
No. Because to sign up is not happening. So I want him to come and be machshavit. That's my purpose. Okay, we're starting Rambam Perakei. I forgot that you're not late only because I'm here bewailing. Here's the ear that's going to come out this week. Everybody gets a preview. We're starting Chelek Beis of Shabbos Haaretz, and I left it home. I didn't realize we're starting Chelek Beis. So we're going to learn the Derech Hamuna.
I didn't bring either.
If you want to get a Rambam, there's more Rambam. We'll learn the Rambam. But if we don't start soon, Perish Shvius. So that's Kedusha Shvius. Perish Shvius means Perish that have the Kedusha Shvius. Each kind of pre has its own thing. When it's Chal Kedusha Shvius, a third of its growth, Lakita, whatever the case may be. Chanota, a third of its growth, that may be the same thing, may not be the same thing, and Lakita. Those are the things that make Hashrasha. There are a few things, a few types of legumes that it's Chal Bahashrasha. So, Nitnu Lach, now this is, I hold that the concept is fascinating. But you learn now from a Pasuk that the usage of Perish Shvius is very, normally it's an Isabel Tashkis, right? That's like a frummy thing. But on Shvius, we're Matzamsim you to the food usages of the produce. We'll see if it's a derech to eat it or if it's a derech to drink it. Big Shiloh on Shvius, like if you can make lemon juice or grapefruit juice, it has to be the derech. We'll learn about those. We'll learn those halachos. But my point is, it's a function of the kedusha of the pri. I think that's a very big musa haska. That you learn out from a pasuk. Loisa Shabbos Aris Lachem LaOchla LaOchla V'Loi LaHefsed. But anything that's not pure achila, it's hefsed. In other words, we're going to see in two halachas that food that you can eat raw, and it's the derech to eat it raw, you're not allowed to cook it. You're changing the derech in which it's eaten. If it's eaten raw and cooked, it's like an ilchus brachos or shtigel. If it's eaten raw and cooked, like an apple, let's say, it's just as common to eat it raw as it is to eat a baked apple. It might not be as common in the sense that you eat an apple as a snack and you don't eat a baked apple as a snack. So it's more often eaten. But it's not mitzad that it's better raw and adarab, it's better baked. I find it better baked. It's like a dessert. It's very geschmack. All the sweetness is there. Anyway, so that's a violation of its kedusha. So I think conceptually it's a chiddush, or it's very, it's a Musa Haskel maybe, that the kedusha of the peiros demand that they not be wasted, that they be eaten the way it's a derech to eat, that maximum use be gotten out of them as per their value in food. So even if that's...
Value.
What?
I think value is a key idea there. I once saw a family that had recently started a club on Shemitah 14 years ago, and they were at a distribution point. They got some grapes, and they were throwing it on the floor. Something you don't pay for, you don't value. And that's what plus it's going into him. Yeah. This is
insane. So, even if it's true all the years, it's not a function of Kedusha. It's maybe a function of Akashas. But here it's Tafka food. It's like Meiser Sheni. It's Tafka food. It's also Tafka food. So again, it's learned out from Psukim, but we understand the Psukim to be that it's a function of the Kedusha. I think the Rambam by Meiser Sheni says a beautiful thought. The Pasuk says, "V'lo nasati mimenu l'meis." So Pashtus, Rashi learns, I didn't use it to buy tachrichim for a mace. But the Rambam learns that any usage that's not for food is mace. Because when you eat something, when a human being eats something, it gives him life. And it lives on, because it's chai. It gives the person sustenance, and it's chai. But if it doesn't go for food, it's mace. The Rambam says, you know, mace means you don't use it for food. Beautiful Rambam. And so here it's a function of the Kedusha, and it's for food, and so that's the Kedusha of the food, is that you max its use as food. So we're learning Rambam, but I forgot that it's already Krach Beis, and I left it home. I didn't chop the
Perikei is Krach Beis. Good.
At home.
Yes, of course.
So we're going to learn, with the Derech Emunah, the same Rambam. Or you can get a Rambam. Okay, Perishvi of Nindal Achila Vlashdiya Vlasicha, because Sichas Kishdiya Ladlokas Aner. I think it's only something that's not the Derech to eat. It's Oymit Vadlokas Aner. That's one of its primary uses. Yes. Well, I don't know. But it has to be a primary use. I'd love to there, but I think it's not like Meiser Sheni. I think Meiser Sheni is more focused on food. And the only reason Adlokas on there is mutter is because, like the Din by Shabbos, that you light Neir on Shabbos, and it enhances the eating experience. So it's called, it enhances the food with its light. I think by Shvius you don't have to say that. By Shvius, the main condition by Shvius is called Hanoson Ubiuron Shove. That's similar to eating. That the person gets pleasure at the time of the consumption. That's called Hanoson Ubiuron Shove. But when you use something for firewood, Lamashal, the Hano is from when it's coals. After it's already consumed, that's when the Hano comes. That's why you cannot use it for firewood. So it's not so much, it's food if that's the primary use, but everything has to be used according to its primary use. But it doesn't have to end up being food like by Meiser Sheni. It can end up being anything that's hanosan ubiyurin shaveh. Bulitzviya, dying, that's why dying is mutter. Because it's hanosan ubiyurin shaveh. And it's a primary use. If that's the primary use of the plant, litzvia, then you start with the smell. We'll see about that. The flowers on shvias becomes a problem. Vipi ashmua lomdu, the Rambam says, tia aflad lokas haner, litzpa batseva. In other words, even if it's not food. Okay.
What was the perish in Shvi'ah?
I'm sorry?
He says, Nipiyah Shmua, we learned what Shvi'ah is.
Yeah, we add these two. No, he means even though they're not food. After Bakal Hanevel is what it's about, the reason the Rambam attributes that to Nipiyah Shmua is because they're not food uses. Because the basic pasuk is, V'hoysa Shabbos Oyes V'chem Lo'ochla. And Shtiyah is B'chal Achila. And Shtiyah and Sichah is B'chal Shtiyah. That's how you get achilah shtiyah sichah, and then he has a lot of today. But it's tzviyah is a limud and sifri, and yeah. What? For what?
Tzviyah.
What's the pasuk
of
tzviyah? Tzviyah
called
for asalachol. Tzviyah called for asalachol. Yeah. Okay. If you look, there, Hamuna has a discussion. This is a famous thing. If there's a mitzvah, if there's a mitzvah to eat perishvias, like an inyan, the Ramban in the mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot, That's what he, right, he has a list of mitzvah says and mitzvah says that the Rambam forgot to count. So he has one that's, so he says to eat perish shvius. So the Magen Avraham and others say in the Ramban that there's mamash a mitzvah say to eat perish shvius. Where, I don't know. He probably brings it down here. Yesh Yomim Sheish Mitzvah Bachilas Bachilas Perish Vias Megillas Esther said to Matas Ramban. What?
That would be Eretz Yisrael.
Kedusha Shvias, Perish Vias.
I'm saying, wouldn't be a mitzvah on people living in Chutz La'aretz to...
No, Adaram, you're not allowed to be Motzi Perish Vias to Chutz La'aretz. You're not allowed to export Perish with Kedusha Shvias outside of Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, I don't know. But it's a Megillas Esther in the Ramban. The Chazon Ish famously holds that there's no mitzvah. And he suggests, I mean, the difference is, can you let it rot? You certainly not let it be mafsid, it be a dayim. But do you have to eat it? The mitzvah to eat it, or can you just let it get spoiled?
What about you prefer? If you have a choice, be perishishis or perishvias.
Anyway, the Chazon Ish side is you don't find anywhere you make a bracha over it, which you would do. And he says the Ramban does not mean it's a mitzvah saseh to eat it. He says what?
It shouldn't be different than matzah on other than leil maseder. You don't make a alafilas matzah.
But the Ramban counts it as a mitzvah. What do you mean? So why aren't you making the bracha? If the Ramban means
the bracha.
That's what the Chazon Ish says. That the Ramban means it's only lava bo mechlal asay. He means it's the asay of eating it. Loch lavloy lehefsed. He doesn't mean it's a positive mitzvah active to go eat it.
Derived not making a bracha, I'm saying, should be according to the Grah, there's mitzvah humus on matzah.
Yeah, but here it's a mitzvah, the Ramban counts it. Like, why wouldn't there be a bracha? If the Ramban meant there's a mitzvah, so then it's a regular mitzvah. He counts it as the minyan mitzvah. So why wouldn't there be a bracha? There, they say it's a mitzvah, but it's not counted. None of them in your mitzvah. No one says eating matzah the rest of Pesach. That's the point. It's what they call a mitzvah kiyumis. But here, the Ramban counts it as a mitzvah.
If he meant it, it would
be a bracha. That's the Chazon Ish's taina. So there's an arichas here in the halacha, of course. Okay, halacha beis. We're not learning the Shabbos Arich because we're in Parakei in the Rambam, and that's a chelik beis. And nobody brought chelik beis. I did not alert anybody, including myself. Lachila v'lishdia ketzad. So the Rambam goes on in halacha beis to say, lachila v'lishdia ketzad. Lechol dover shadarko lechol. Right? But this is like shemen. You would not, if you, like in Mar Brachas, you would not be allowed to consume shemen. Just like you don't make a appropriate over it, it's called a tzmazik. Legabe achilas truma b'shogeg. Right? The eating of shemen is not called ishki yochal kodesh b'shgogo. So if you eat shemen, it's not called achila. Adarab, it's called hefsed. Because nobody eats shemen plain. So here also, dover shadako lechol afuke shemen. Lishtos dover shadarko lishtos. Kedin truma umaiser sheni. Right, not to be mishane the peros from the way they're consumed. It's called hefset. Here, the Chamuna brings down. He says it's not so clear you can make ices on shvius. If you have, let's say, what are you allowed to make into a mashkel chatzila? Grapes, you're allowed to make into wine. Right? And that's mamash to derech, and that's what they're all made for. Now, can you make grape juice ices? And Shemitah, so he brings in the Aviyesh Omrim, she'osur lahapoch mashkel ochel. V'lachein ein lahakrish mashke, can't freeze mashke, tzorchiyah. It's not so rigid. Anything that's the derech to do, it's not so, people, it's not so hard. Kedusha Shvius. But you would normally throw out, you're allowed to throw out Shvius too. There's no din, like you have to save the scraps. If you have something on your plate left over, that's choshuv, so you're not going to stop throw it out. That's a problem. You have to let it spoil first. But, you know, the things that people throw out, you know, always. Yeah, anything. So, that you don't have to say. Okay.
Even without, you don't have to let it rot.
You know, yeah, now it depends what. You say how much, you know, marshaled by. In Maseches Trumas, there's a shear of the dripping oil out of the barrel. You turn the barrel upside down, so three drips. And then you're home free. You can ignore what even accumulates on the bottom of the barrel if the drips out three drips, one after the other. So here also, you know, so, hey, that's how Shiloh's come up. You know, I have left over my plate some cheese and carrots and mushed up, you know. Everybody would throw it out, so you don't have to let it rot. But if it's a shtickle significant amount, that may be a poor person. This is my own Hagdara. Maybe a poor person coming by, if he's not an istinus about eating from someone else's mouth, you know, so he would eat it. It's a God's finite amount of food. So that probably you do have to let rot.
You know, left over on my child's plate, but now it's left over on my plate.
This is why people don't like to have Kedusha Shvius food in the house. That's why. And until the Chazon Ish, and they never have because they used, until the Chazon Ish came along, the land and Eretz, basically, historically, the land and Eretz Yisrael did not have the Mechira. The land belonged to Goyim. I mean, the land wasn't settled yet. It was starting to be settled. So until the Chazon Ish came, that's when the Yishuv started. So until the Chazon Ish came along, even if they did have, it did not have Kedusha Shvius. The Mapecha the Chazon Ish made halachically, in terms of Kedusha Shvius, was that even if it does belong to a Goy, L'chatchila, now forget about it, the Mechira, it belongs to a Goy. It has Kedusha Shvius. So that has, it's taken hold. Every Shemitah, more and more people are machmer to do like it. Nitzoharis is no, barely any evil machmer, so you don't have the question. So you're always dealing with Kedusha Shvius. Not always, because the Matzah Menutak is not Kedusha Shvius. And we're supposed to be running for the days. So we're learning Parakei. We're learning about how to use Shemitah produce for Achila Shtiyah Sicha, and also Adlokas Aner and dying Svia, and it has to be the way it's used. Dover Shadarko Lechol, Dover Shadarko Lechol, Lishtos, Dover Shadarko Lishtos. You now let it, so the question is, yeah, Peros Ha'omdim L'Shchita. So Lo yapoch es ochel lemashke lischel peiros, except for zeisim vanoven. But the truth is, anything that's the derech, you know, it's lemons, he says, grapefruit, you're allowed to squeeze it for the juice. Anything, you don't need the madrega of oil and wine, where mamish the mashke has a din of, like, that's the primary. Form of the fruit, but anything that's the derech, so I guess, so what's not the derech? I don't know. It's the eskuri. Nowadays, everything's a derech to turn into mashke. One could argue carrots. That's the shaila. So there are places with that aser, and that's the question: when do you reach the tipping point that you say it is the derech to turn it into mashke? But there is a basic halacha that you're not allowed to turn oichel into mashke on shvius, unless it's the derech to do so. Also, I don't know. Is it rove? Is it a significant amount? You have to ask Uri what his sales were these last 6 years. Probably it's all in the market also. And then you have to be careful with the peels. When you make the mashke, you have to be careful with the pulp. Pulp? What's left over?
Rind?
whatever you have, that's not mashke. Okay. Oh, vein sora sherov the olam yino kain. Ela the maspik shebemokum shalo nohagim l'sofka. We're talking about what's the derech of
m'soichet. Making lemonade and orange juice and grapefruit juice.
That's all. Yeah, but I'm the supik now. Most people don't make that at home. In other words, when you buy an orange in a store, that orange is not homemade to be nischak. I know when I was growing up, Pesach, we took the oranges and we made orange juice on a little thing there, like a cone-shaped thing. I'm the supik now. Don't they? I'm the supik. If commercially they grow fruit to turn it into liquid, but the kind of fruit that you bring into your house, the orange, the grapefruit, is not homemade to be made into mashke. And I believe it's different. It's not the same orange, the same grapefruit. It's like a little different. It's a juice orange. What?
You can buy juice orange, you know?
Yes, if you buy a juice orange, anachanami, because that means you're buying it for the purpose of turning it into juice. That's why they sell it. But if I want to... I wonder if I'm allowed to take an orange that I buy in a store in Shemitah, if it has Kedusha Shvius, of course we're talking. If I can, just because orange juice in general is the derech to have, but it's not the derech in an orange in my house to turn it into liquid.
Nobody, lemon it is.
If it is, it is.
People buy lemons to
yeah.
Shvius.
Okay.
No one eats
them. Okay, these are the things that come up in Shemitah.
I think they typically do it in the juice industry.
So that's very significant. That means if you have a good orange, it's not inferior in any way, it really is not the derech to turn it into juice. So then it becomes a problem. Can I do it if I decide to on Shemitah? So what the Derech Hamuna says is, ain't tzorech, I don't know if he's not dealing with what I just said. What you said. Maybe the Metzius changes because it's produced commercially. People don't make it in their houses anymore. So maybe the orange you bring into your house is not called the Derech to turn it into juice.
When you have a tree,
yeah,
and you're growing lemons, pretty much the only thing you can do with it is turning it into
lemon, juice. Yeah, okay, because you're not going to eat a lemon.
Right.
If Hashem gives you a lemon, you make lemonade. And he says, Ain't Tzorech Sherova Olam, you know, Cain. Ela the maspik shebemokum shalom noagim l'sochto. Im hu ba'ofan shem hoya kol olam nimsa b'tznoi mokum zeh yu gam kein sochten. But it's very hot, and they want to have, you know, fruit drinks. They don't want to drink soda all day like some people. Defsha shein tzorch rov tashmisho elim rov b'nei odom nichaluhu b'mashke kemo b'pri. Most people are okay. Maybe an apple. An apple would be that way. I think carrot juice, le'ashmita, many gedolei poskim forbade carrot juice. So that's the Yataina, they're living in an ivory tower. Let them go to Uri, Litzay Uri, and they'll see what's going on. Every person's asking, what about pomegranate? Also became very big. Pomegranate juice. B'tzorichian. Avol perish she'ein omdim l'schito osu l'sochton. Nein lischot mitz migezer merusak. Eight numbers talks about it. Af she'ochlin as haretzah kondishar. That's not relevant. That's not relevant. The din you're not allowed to turn ochlin to mashke. By the way, it's not like some magical halacha. It's because mashke is considered an inferior form of food. The food. That's why wine and oil.
It doesn't matter if you're just making. Like, I don't drink carrot juice, but I sip it. The whole carrot turns into juice, does it? Or there's stuff left? It's not like orange where you're squeezing the liquid out and you have the solid remaining. You're just making it into, you're liquefying it. Is there a difference?
I could see a difference, but again, if it once it becomes the derech to do it, then l'choira. But you know, again, when do you have that tipping point reached? Mitzei Uri is not Ruba the Alma. So Shemin b'fnei Atzvo, right? Okay, halacha gimel. V'lo yishana peiros me b'riyoson. You can't be mishana it. K'derech sheina mishana b'truma ma'isa sheini. Dover shadar kol ayochel chai. Lo yochlenu mavushol. Just the shinui itself is us. I don't know. Does it have to be? It's inferior. The nechshav hefsid. Avul perish yeregilim levashlom. Olahochin mehen jam riba is jam jelly. Muta levashlom olahochin mehen riba. So that would be like berries. V'dover shadarkol ayochel mavushol ein ochlen also chai. So again, now you come up with nowadays where people do eat cabbage raw. It's like, yeah, there's no gay hookers, brachas also. What?
Carrots.
Carrots are also always eaten.
Mishnah Brura, Dalmas,
versus Shackle. Someone said celery is a
are you sure carrots?
I believe that's to use an example.
I know, like,
celery, by saying.
I know, but it seems like broccoli, the bracha changed.
Really?
You believe that, right?
Yeah, we do.
I remember.
We'll put it in a salad.
The bugs have a lot of nutrition.
So he brings his examples. Also, lechol tredim chayim. Was that beets?
Teradim are
turnips. So lochos chitim chayos. So mutol liklo perishvias. You can peel. The Derech Hamuna talking now. You can peel perishvias. Kosher who wrote out the pre. Sheroy lecholam aklipa kamo tapuchim. You can peel it even in a fruit that you could eat with the peel, I guess. But if you peel it too much, you can't just throw out the peel. If it's a derech throughout the peel, you can throw it out. But if you have a little too much, banana for sure. I'm talking even in an apple. Banana for sure. I'm talking even in an apple. Even an apple, but maybe I think if the derech to feed it to animals, no, but they don't have animals here. People don't have animals in their houses, so it's not the derech. No,
I think cucumber peels to my turtle. Am I allowed to do that?
I don't know. It's just, well, what do we do otherwise? Throw it out. You might as well decide if you're allowed to throw it out, not if you're allowed to feed it to your turtle. Probably you're allowed to throw it out. So he says you can peel kosher who rotsa. Oh, he doesn't mean as much as you want, as deeply as you want. He means if you want to peel, you can peel it. You don't have to eat it. He doesn't talk about like an apple.
Then
you can throw it out. If it's ain omdim lebehema, then miyuchodim lebehema. So nowadays, it's not, I mean, when people had animals around, I guess it was there to feed it to animals. I think in the zoo, they always give certain solace to the animals.
Did they feed them shuma?
Yeah. Yeah, they sell it to a client. They. So these are lachos, like it's also true by Shvius. So if it's a derech to eat it raw, you can't cook it, and if it's a derech to eat it cooked, you can't eat it raw. But that's called lehefsin. The lefikach ain sholken ochle behema. If something is maicho behema, you can't cook it, because the behema will eat it raw. Ain metapel lechol tafshil shenifsad, but you don't have to. You don't have to pour a lot of ketchup on something that the shtickle spoiled and eat it. You can just throw it out. That's what it means. And the top of level, top of schnitzel means you don't have to put ketchup on it.
Let's say it's been in the fridge for a week and, normally you wouldn't eat it anymore.
Throw it out. That's what people are scared to. Maybe it's not spoiled enough. Maybe I don't know. That's why people don't like living with Kedusha Shvia stuff. Because they feel you're beset with tzveikus. But the truth is you're not. You know, there's very clear guidelines. There's always gray areas. In every part of our lives is gray areas. You know, it's shvius. Anything we do has gray areas. Okay. But you don't have to be metapel to eat tafshil shenifsad. So, Yesh Yomrim, their Chumunah says, who is this? Yesh Yomrim Shem Ober Alav Laila Echot for Nikra Nifsad. I guess that's without a refrigerator. That's without a refrigerator. Because you see, by Kotchen, Lina is called Ubar Tzurosa. You see sometimes when it says it should become Nosar, it uses a Lashon of Ubar Tzurosa. But they used to consider things, again, in their refrigerations in the whole world. This sentence should be emblazoned in every house. Kol Dovah Shenitzat Ktsas V'hu Mefunuk Ain Tzorech La'ochlo. You don't have to make yourself sick in Shvius. When you clean out the vegetable, you don't have to eat that stuff. Throw it out. Yeah, you don't have to eat. You don't have to be mechamed isol sacheros. The Derech Hamunah speaks out. You don't have to use it for sa'or. Just throw it out. Okay.
So you don't have to try to salvage something.
Right. That's the Rambam's Loshon Vein HaMetapel really means that. Okay, then he has tens of cases, tens of tzirim. Learned halachas for him that they have all these cases. Halacha Dalit. Vein mevashlin yerek shel shvias b'shemen truma. Okay, shelo yivin. That's a Mishnah. Because really you're messing up the truma and you're messing up the shvias. You're messing up the shvias because you're making it more likely that it'll become not fit to eat, because it'll become tomei, or a tomei person can't eat it. And you're messing up the truma because lachar habiur, you won't be able to eat it. So that the one argues is the famous Rav Shimon that holds with Yen Kachim, you can drink. You make a matzah with something that will become possible. But we paskin, you cannot do it. Then bishel mi'at in shemen, v'ochlo mi'ad mutter, meaning lechatchili, you could do that. Sherei lohi nichon k'day lovely day psul. That's interesting. Usually you don't say that. You're saying lechatchili, you can
do a little bit.
Design to do a little bit, that you don't have to worry, it'll come the day psul. It's only a chashash to come the day psul, and you don't have to. It says, hey, peiros hamiyuchadim l'maychol odom, ein machilin osan l'behemo, l'chaya u'l'ofos. Right? If it's something that you don't normally feed to an animal, that's called hefsek. Except if it becomes spoiled, then you can feed it to an animal. Peirav Shein Michael Behema, the Derech Hamunah speaks out. Also, something that's miyuchet for Behema, also Achim and Adam. That's also called Hefsir. Okay, Hocha Behema Meileha. Okay, what do you do if the animal goes and it starts eating food? Mutachas Ateena under a fig tree, and it starts eating perfectly fine figs. Ein mechayven also lachazira. You don't have to chase it away. V'gam also lachazira. Oh, because it's not yours. It's really hefker. No, you were zoiche in it. You ought to be zoiche in enough for one day's eating, 2 days eating, 3 days eating. So why? Ein right. Yeah, but he was like, it's yours, it's in your kitchen. However you got it, you were kind of already. I'm sure you were kind of by Ben Hefer. It belongs to you. No one's allowed to steal this from you. No one's allowed to come to my house, open my pantry on Shvius and steal my food. It's not Hefer anymore. I was kind of. I didn't reap the whole field. He took enough for 3 days of food. Mutter. You want to get a chaz in this one, Shom? Simon Yudalit, Sif Kotten Dalit. Chaz in this one, Shom. so you don't have to chase away the animal. He says, oh, and you can lock up, but you could lock up your field that an animal can't come in.
But then you just answered your question. Because in your field you didn't. In your own house, you could stop him, but in the field you can't.
You
stop
mean the Gamosulach Zira if it's in your field? Oh.
Yeah.
The Gamosulach Zira, oh, you mean he's talking about a tana tree? You could build a fence. Even though you could build a fence that your behemoth can't come in and trample the field. I will goyim bolecho ma'akvin also. Why? Because he's eating now that it's kedusha shvius. You can have a goy eating it. Oh boy, the newspapers are going to have a field day with that one. People chasing away Aaron, they can't eat kedusha shvius. We figured out, someone said a question, it's in the field. I'm not talking about it's in your house, we're talking about it's yours. Right, that's why you're not allowed to. The Rambam says you don't have to chase it away. If an animal's eating Michael Adam, you don't have to chase it away. Chazanish says you're not allowed to chase it away.
Why would I have to chase it away if it's not mine?
You're right. That's the Rambam. You don't have to chase it away, even though an animal is eating Michael Adam, which is called Hefsed Perishvius. But you're only not allowed to be Matzid be your dying. You're not responsible for the whole world. If this Perishvius coming, they Hefsed, you don't have to rescue it. If you see Perishvius rotting outside, you don't have to rescue it.
If you see a guy eating it, you don't
have to. If you see a guy eating it, I don't know if you're supposed to risk your life, but Machno. The Derech Chamuna says Ma'akvin also. You're not allowed to let him go eat it. Oh, he says Beferish. Menira Dafka Baichelis Menatayna Mechubar in Machzirin also. Aval Betolush. Oh, he goes the other way too. Betolush Chayav Lachzirin. You do have to stop. Because Betolush, you have to stop the animal from eating it. Because it's yours. It's yours. You can't let the animal eat Michael Adam. If it's your Michael Adam. If it's your food, you can't let your food be eaten by an animal.
Even if it's not your animal.
Right. You have to stop it. Your food, you can't allow it to be eaten by the animal. And if it's not yours, then not only don't you have to stop it, but you're not allowed to stop it.
What's the source of that?
Of what is
not with me either, it's an animal. It's not your animal. It's not
no, because we have said
you're not doing anything.
Okay, so
you're responsible.
It's yours, and you can stop it.
You're not responsible.
It's your food. You have to watch its kedusha. So maybe what I said was wrong. If you have food and it's boiling in the sun, you do have to take it out of the sun. If I have food in my kitchen, and it's in the sun, and it's going to spoil the sun, I do have to take it away. It's mine, I have a responsibility that it not come with have seen.
Isn't that the whole idea of the Pach Shvius?
Well, the Pach Shvius is that I shouldn't be mastered at the Adayim. That wouldn't necessarily say.
You're putting stuff to let
no,
it.
No, oh, no, no. Yeah, that's because it's not my chalad, it's not miyuchad for Adam anymore. It's not miyuchad for Adam, but it's not yet spoiled. So what do you do with it? It's like,
so you should throw a whole fruit into the pot that you just don't want into the pot. It's the peels and the
no, right? The peels, right? Things that are not omei lemachal Adam, but they're ro'oi lemachal Adam. So then you can let them spoil because they're not miyuchad lemachal Adam. Okay, we'll stop here. I don't know why no one came tonight. I mean, not, you're not knowing, Rav Ossai. Okay, next week we'll learn for Shabbos Oretz. You can see the at the end.
That was very nice.
It looks very
nice.
It's even nicer than it looks here because it's in color. Did you get to work yet?
I have the two rabbis that I mentioned, and I'm waiting for the list. I need a list of.